Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, First District Congressman, it is John Larson. Hello, good morning, Mr. Larson. How are you?
Good, Ray. A little tired, but...
yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, well, I got out at about 3:30 this morning.
Oh, thanks for coming on, then.
Oh, no. And it was...
Yeah.
Well, we've never seen anything quite like this in American history.
I want to go back to you because, you know, sure. In your previous life, you were, in fact, a history teacher.
Yeah.
So looking at this historically, how, you know, where does this figure? Has there ever been anything like this?
No, there hasn't. And actually, you know, always in the midst of crisis like this, you there's probably very little I have in common with Mitch McConnell ideologically and politically, et cetera. But he rose above it all yesterday, and this was even prior to the destruction and rioting at the Capitol. He basically said, you know, when he spoke on the floor of the Senate, saying that this is something that's never happened in the country, that this is the most important vote that he would ever cast.
Yikes.
Because it's never happened before that the United States Congress would attempt to overturn the will of the people in an election. And he was solemn and straightforward, et cetera, as were a number of colleagues, and in stark contrast to the president, whose mental stability, I think, has to be called into question right now. And I think with each day as an approach, as the 20th, he descends even a little deeper. And it's our sincere hope that Vice President Pence and the cabinet get together and talk about the 25th Amendment. And it's that we're at that point, and it's not something I say lightly. It's a serious thing.
And, John, I want to interrupt for a minute. What would you then suggest? So, in other words, you would suggest that they basically use the 25th and get him out and go from there, right?
Yeah, I would suggest that over the next now 13 days that that Mike Pence is in should take the reins of government. When you look at what Trump tweeted about Pence and what he said to, you know, obviously his most loyal and steadfast partner, what he said to the Georgia Secretary of State and governor, and how anyone who hasn't gone along and agreement, he's in this downward spiral. And too many people that I've talked to, and I'm not alone in this, I guess the Manufacturers Association of has come out and said this and said a similar kind of thing. But I do think it's that serious, and first and foremost, caring for the, you know, the president's own health and well-being. And he just, you know, he's not someone who seems as though he's in control of his faculties.
Were you in the chamber at the time? I think you were in your office, were you not?
Yes, I was in. Well, we were in the chamber. We have been called down, and to understand this, because of the way that the Electoral College is counted, and I have firsthand experience because you probably forgot this, right? Not that you would remember it, but I was a teller for the 2005 Electoral College results.
I forgot.
And as you probably saw yesterday on TV, there's two tellers from the House and two tellers from the Senate.
Okay.
But there was because of the concern about COVID, there was a deal struck to limit people. So even though we were assembling over in the Capitol, they then said to people, if you weren't speaking, meaning you were a state that was not going to be challenged, et cetera,
right,
please return to your office, and then you will be in, tune in on the cameras, and then you'll be called over when there's a vote.
And so when you were in your office, you're in the Rayburn building? I'm trying to remember where you are.
No, I'm in the Longworth, and I'm on the fifth floor, and I have a...
And you looked out the window.
View of the Capitol.
And saw this thing.
Yeah. Well, it started slow because there was a crowd there. It was not unlike the Affordable Care Act, frankly.
Right.
When there were large crowds on the
steps
on either side of the Capitol, but my office is adjacent to the Capitol, and we look across the way and can see the Senate and the Supreme Court, Library of Congress, and the what would be considered the east side of the Capitol. The west side faces the Mall and the Washington Monument, et cetera.
Right.
And I could see part of that, but had a bird's eye view of the others, and then saw how the crowd just kept on pressing. And then, unfortunately, at the president's encouragement, he kept throwing gasoline on the fire, and the crowd intensified, the noise intensified, and ultimately they broke through, and it's tragic that I believe now they've said that we've lost four people and one a woman who was shot.
Right.
Air Force. But veteran. There'll be some serious investigations.
Did they damage? I was thinking, John, just back a couple of years ago. This is the only one I can bring up, I can think of. In Wisconsin, when they're protesting Scott Walker, and they seized the Capitol there and kind of trashed the place for, they were in there for a long time. Any damage done to the Capitol?
There was, but the extent of which, again, let me credit the Capitol Police for their prompt reaction. There were obviously some breakdowns, et cetera, and some concerns, and both the Senate and the House committees are going to do a thorough investigation of everything that transpired and how people got in. But you probably saw the clips on TV of people actually smashing the windows and crawling through the side outlets, et cetera,
and
crashing some of the offices, et cetera. But it took a while, but they ultimately got everything under control.
Well, this wasn't storming the Bastille, but it was, kind of reminiscent of that in a sense. Oh, God. So you're okay, though.
Oh, no. We're,
tired, but you're okay.
So many people that called and have been concerned rightfully about the staff, and as all of us were about the staffs and people who come to work every day, and we're not anticipating or expecting this, and clearly not from a sitting president of the United States. That is the most bizarre thing.
Well, I think the mistake, John, I think the mistake was, I don't think he should have addressed the crowd, to be perfectly honest with you. And I think that just pumped him up.
It did, and not only did he address them and pump them up, he said he would join with them.
Not so good.
It's so you have to bring in to question here, and I hope that
here we go. I see now.
Listen, the 25th Amendment is a serious thing, and whether they will do that or not, it remains a decision by the Vice President of the Cabinet. But that has to seriously be on the table. And
all right. Well, John, it's good to have you. Just know you're okay, and it's good to talk to you.
The good thing is to know that the country is okay and that we said, listen,
well, there you go.
Act here, domestic or otherwise, is going to stop us from doing our appointed duty. It didn't happen after September the 11th when we were struck and everybody met, and this time in the Ways and Means Committee, but people were anxious to get back to work.
Right.
Demonstrate
the world.
To the American people that this would go forward, and it did. It may have taken to 3:30 in the morning, but democracy prevailed, and we went through it in an orderly manner, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were certified, and everybody was
there
determined on both sides.
So the you're right. That was surprising.
To make sure that this, that this passed, and you could see in the margin in the Senate, Mitch McConnell was, I have to say, one of the best speeches. I think it should be read to every history class and every civics class. Right. About how he chose to put the nation and the country and the Constitution above partisanship and party. And he was looking dead in the eye, Ted Cruz and Senator Holly, giving his remarks on the floor.
Okay. Listen, John, I've got to go. I've a little voice in my ear, or those voices in my head again, are saying I need to break for news. But thank you so much for being on. We appreciate it.
All right. You take care, Ray.
It's always good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.